You're listening to the NI Business News Podcast on BBC Radio Ulster with me, Clodagh Rice. For more information, you can check out www.bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Clodagh is here with the first look at today's business. Hello.
Good morning, Karen.
Back from Balmoral yesterday and all your adventures, but you've got some results for us today.
Yes, well, the Bank of England will publish its quarterly inflation report later on today, and there has been a lot of speculation about whether or not the bank's governor, Mark Carney, will revise down forecasts for economic growth in the long term. Senior analyst at Hargreaves Lansdowne, Leith Califf, says there's a range of things that we should keep an eye out for.
Well, I mean, if you look at manufacturing in particular, then actually, you know, there's a long-term structural trend there, and actually we're still below levels, around 10% of manufacturing output compared to 2008. We're still below levels, 20 years ago, so there's a long-term structural trend there, as well as the recent dip. The last 3 months haven't been great for the UK economy. I think the interesting thing for the Bank of England is that we have seen over, the last month or so a repricing of commodity markets, and with that an uptick in the price of fuel. We've also seen some moderation in food deflation, and that may start to feed through into the bank's medium-term inflation forecast.
That report is due out at lunchtime at 12:30. Closer to home then, some news on the planning front that the latest in a wave of student accommodation projects has been recommended to be given the go-ahead. Over the last few months or so, a number of new schemes have had their planning applications approved close to the new Ulster University campus in the city centre. And now planners have recommended another two schemes in Belfast. The first is at the Athletic Stores building on Queen Street, and it will involve retaining the facade of the building and then demolishing and rebuilding what's behind it. The Ulster Architectural and Heritage Society had originally objected to the scheme, saying that a facade retention approach should only be used as a last resort. However, the planners have now said that on balance the approach was appropriate and wouldn't cause any harm to the area's overall character or appearance. The second scheme then is an 11-storey development on Little Patrick Street, and we'll be finding out about both of these applications. They're due to be decided on by the City Council's Planning Committee at a meeting on Tuesday. And the latest on house prices then out today shows that demand in Northern Ireland fell in April for the first time in more than 4 years, although it was a very slight fall. That's according to the latest survey from the RICS and Ulster Bank. Changes in stamp duty saw new buyer inquiries fall back slightly, but despite this, house prices are continuing to rise. And that's because that upward pressure is still there, as there's been really very little growth in the number of new properties that are coming onto the market. And this is because of two things. Firstly, that construction has had a difficult few years and both public and private house building remains relatively slow. And secondly, because so many homeowners are still in negative equity, so they're reluctant to sell. The April survey shows demand cooling off after a bit of a fluster of activity in some segments of the market. So, for example, some buyers brought forward their transactions to try and beat the introduction of changes to stamp duty that came into effect at the start of April. Overall, then, local surveyors say they're expecting Northern Ireland house prices and sales to rise over the next 3 months ahead, which this report says is a sign of ongoing recovery in the local housing market. I'll be talking more about that later on in the programme. And if we just take a first look at the markets then, the FTSE closed up 6 points yesterday, so it will open this morning at 61.62. A pound is worth $1.44 and €1.26, and that makes a euro worth 79 pence.
Now, Clodagh's here with the very latest on house prices out today. How are they looking?
Well, Karen, yes, house prices are continuing to rise, but the standout finding from this report is that demand in Northern Ireland fell in April for the first time in more than 4 years, although only slightly. That's according to the latest survey from the RICS and Ulster Bank. Despite this, though, house prices are still continuing to rise as there's still upward pressure on price with no real growth in the number of new properties coming onto the market. Samuel Dickey is the RICS's Northern Ireland spokesperson. And now, one of the things that had been pushing prices up was very strong demand, and now that seems to have dipped slightly. Why is that?
Well, I think if we look back to earlier in the year, February, March, there's been an increased level of buyer demand because of the impending stamp duty change in 3% at the 1st of April. So compared to those months, it does seem as if we've come back slightly. Although I would think that, May this year, we've already seen investors take stock of their portfolios, and they are still looking and buying again. So we expect prices to rise a bit marginally over the next 3 months.
And now an ongoing feature of the property market here then is a limited supply, and many homeowners are still in negative equity, so they might be reluctant to sell. How do current prices then compare to those that we've seen over the last few years?
Well, they're still strong. We've had month-on-month growth since June 2013. It will slow up because we're not going to get back to the levels we were at in 2006 and 7. They were unsustainable levels. But you know, 2014 and 15, we basically saw 10% growth every year. And this year, we predicted that we'd have 5% growth in prices. But those who can't sell or won't sell their property, it's a good option for them to rent their property. The rental, private rented sector is still very strong here as well.
And now you mentioned the flurry of activity. I know a number of people brought forward their transactions to try and beat the introduction of changes to stamp duty that came into effect at the start of April. So is this then maybe just a one-off blip, or do you think this is part of a wider trend?
Well, I think investors have been taxed disproportionately, perhaps in London, where prices are a lot higher. But here in Northern Ireland, the investment property, probably around the £75,000 to £150,000 bracket, is not that big a hit. Although investors will take stock and they'll calculate that and factor that into their offers that they make and the values that they bring. But I don't think it's going to have a killer effect, if you like, on the investment market here.
Well, thank you very much for joining me. That's Samuel Dickey there from the RICS. And if we just take a look at the markets then, the FTSE closed up 6 points yesterday, so it will open shortly at 61.62. A pound is worth $1.44 and €1.26, and that makes a euro worth 79 pence.
Coda's back the last week of business, and it's housing.
Yes, good morning. No, well, the number of people looking to buy a house in Northern Ireland fell last month for the first time in more than 4 years. That's according to the latest survey from the RICS and Ulster Bank. But despite the slight fall in demand, house prices are still being pushed up by things on the supply side, as there's still very little growth in the number of new properties coming onto the market. This is because house building is relatively slow and homeowners that are still in negative equity are reluctant to sell. March saw a flurry of activity as buyers brought forward transactions to try and beat the introduction of stamp duty changes that came into effect at the start of April. Samuel Dickey from the RICS doesn't expect this trend to continue.
Investors have been taxed disproportionately, perhaps in London, where prices are a lot higher. But here in Northern Ireland, the investment property, probably around the £75,000 to £150,000 bracket, is not that big a hit. Although investors will take stock and they'll calculate that and factor that into their offers that they make and the values that they bring. But I don't think it's going to have a killer effect, if you like, on the investment market here.
And some results just out this morning from ITV, they've reported a 14% rise in sales to £755 million for the 3 months to the end of March. They say that sales were lifted by their acquisitions last year. That includes buying UTV's television business over the last 12 months. And if we take a final look at the markets then, a short time ago the FTSE was down 65 points at 6,097. A pound is worth $1.44 and €1.26, and that makes a euro worth 79 pence. Thanks for listening to today's podcast, and don't forget you can subscribe online if you'd like to get the podcast delivered to your phone or desktop every morning.